had to go inside the Hollywood hamper for Gina J's Dirty Laundry on 96.5 TIC. Today's best variety.
It is brought to you by your local Nissan dealers. Hello, Mark the Shark.
Gina J, good Monday afternoon. A lot happening over the weekend. What do you got today?
Well, the Billboard Music Awards, you said you didn't like it that much last night.
You know what? I agree with most of the winners in the categories.
Yeah.
I just thought the performances didn't really move me that much.
Not even Demi Lovato and Christina Aguilera?
That definitely didn't move me. I thought the Janet Jackson thing was going to be spectacular. Kind of flat.
Well, BTS was another one that was driving me crazy. Even if you said BTS, or they showed up on the screen, did you hear how loud those people were? Oh, my God.
It was like the Beatles back in the Ed Sullivan Theater. You know who I thought looked fantastic was Taylor Swift. I thought she looked unbelievable.
Really? See, I didn't like her dress.
Oh, you didn't? Okay.
No.
You know what? Don't go by what I like.
And I did not like Nick Jonas's tight shirt. Did you see that thing?
See, I thought you would have thought
no,
you liked
it. I liked the arms, but not the shirt. I thought he was going to rip out of it any second. But whatever.
That would have been a good look.
Actually, that would have, because I did like those dancers who were dancing around Kelly Clarkson in the opening number.
Oh, yeah.
Yay! The royal wedding, of course, another big thing this weekend. We already saw the wedding, but let's talk about the reception.
Okay.
I heard they had beer pong.
You're kidding.
That's what I read on Us Weekly. I'm surprised at this. So Idris Elba started DJing. They said George Clooney took over the tequila bar. James Corden and led a dance off with Harry and William and Prince Charles refereed. Come on.
This sounds like a good time. You know what? They broke some tradition with this wedding, and I think maybe they're loosening up over there at Buckingham Palace.
I think so. And they said the first dance as a married couple was Whitney Houston's I Want to Dance with Somebody.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, so it wasn't a slow song.
And I'm going to say one thing about the royal wedding. Why in the world were his ex-girlfriends at the wedding?
That's not acceptable.
No. John Legend and Chrissy Teigen, they announced the name of their baby boy.
Miles.
Yeah, Miles Theodore Stevens. I love
Very cute, huh?
Yeah. Did you see Alec Baldwin and his wife, Ilaria, they named their baby boy, too. Romeo Alejandro David Baldwin.
He's 60. She's 34, so
wow.
Mom might be able to put the corsage on him when he's a teenager. I don't know if Alec will be around.
Well, speaking of another big age difference, Caitlyn Jenner, who is 68, has a 21-year-old girlfriend.
She is smoking.
Kimora Lee Simmons. Wow, she graduated from the University of Hartford, the Barney School of Business.
Great school over there in West Hartford. It's a very well-known business school.
Former President Barack and Michelle Obama have signed a multi-year agreement with Netflix.
Apparently, deals like this go in the tens of millions with other deals that Netflix has given out. So, to produce TV shows and films for their streaming service.
Beyonce bought a church in New Orleans.
Built in the early 1900s. Looks very, very nice. Paid about, listed at $850. Not sure what she paid for it, but I'm sure she'll do some good things with it.
And finally, the weekend box office number three was Book Club with $12.5 million.
Avengers knocked off number two.
Yes.
$28.6 million.
And then number one was Deadpool.
$125 million.
Oh, and TV tonight, we got a lot of finales to watch. American Idol, Dancing with the Stars, The Voice, and also the Miss USA pageant is on tonight, hosted by Nick and his wife, Vanessa Lachey. For more celebrity gossip, check out our website at 96.5tic.com.